welcome to Between the Lines, which is Kearney County's community calendar for the week of January 14th, brought to you by Kearney County Library. I am your host, Richard. To begin this week, the Kearney County Hospital, through the Family Health Clinic, is having their January childbirth classes. The schedules have been posted. There are 6 sessions, and each section is 2 hours per session. The first session will be You and Your Pregnancy. This will cover common discomforts, prenatal care, oral health, preterm labor, and possible complications. Session 2 is Healthy Pregnancy. This session covers healthy foods and other things to consider, stress during pregnancy, physical activity, and drugs, alcohol, and tobacco. Session 3 is Labor and Delivery. Topics will be Benefits of Full-Term Baby, True Labor versus False Labor, Birth Plan, Pain Management, and Relaxation and Breathing. Session 4 is Feeding Your Baby. It'll cover breastfeeding, latch, and formula. Session 5 is Newborn and Infant Care. The topics covered will be infant crying, infant safety, and development. In Session 6, it'll be Health After Pregnancy. These topics will include postpartum changes, emotional changes, and birth control options. The schedules will be on Monday the 15th from 12:30 to 3:30 will be Session 1, from 3 to 5 will be Session 2, and from 5:30 to 7:30 is Session 5. On Tuesday the 16th, Session 6 will be from 12:30 to 2:30, and then we have Session 2 again from 3 to 5, and Session 1 again from 5:30 to 7:30. On Wednesday the 17th, they have Session 6 again from 12:30 to 2:30, Session 3 from 3 to 5, and Session 4 from 5:30 to 7:30. On Thursday the 18th, they have Session 5 again from 12:30 to 2:30, Session 4 again from 3 to 5, and Session 3 again from 5:30 to 7:30. As you can tell, these don't have to be taken in order, so you can register for the sessions that fit best for your schedule. But to register, you do need to call the Kearney County Hospital at 620-355-7550. Also this upcoming week, on Monday the 15th, the Kearney County Hospital will be having a town hall meeting at Chotsky's in Deerfield. This will begin at 6 o'clock in the evening. The Kearney County Conservation District Office is inviting everyone to join them for their 69th annual meeting and free dinner at the Kearney County Fairgrounds at Lincoln, Kansas. This will be Monday, January 22nd, and it starts at 6 p.m., with the theme being Healthy Soils Are Full of Life. Entertainment is presented by Adam Elliott, with a program entitled The Many Hats of the Starbuck Fire. The dinner will be brisket, gourmet potatoes, green beans, salad, rolls, and assorted desserts, and is catered by R&A Catering. They ask that you please RSVP by calling the Kearney County Conservation District office no later than January 16th at 620-355-7511 and ask for Allie Easton Jenkins. This upcoming week for the Deerfield School System, on Monday the 15th, there's middle school boys basketball versus Holcomb at 4:30. On Tuesday the 16th, there's middle school boys basketball at Ulysses at 4 o'clock. And high school basketball at Yarbrough starting at 6:30 and then the second game at 8 o'clock. On Wednesday the 17th, there's a FCC LA elections at Southwestern Heights. For this upcoming week for the Lincoln School District, they have a high school High Plains League basketball tournament at Syracuse. Middle school basketball at Wichita County beginning at 4:30 p.m. On the 16th, it's continuation of the high school High Plains League basketball tournament in Syracuse. Then we jump to Thursday the 18th and 19th and 20th. They have the High School High Plains League basketball tournament at Garden City Community College all 3 days. Back to Thursday the 18th, there's high school wrestling try at Holcomb at 5 p.m. On Friday the 19th, there's high school wrestling at Hayes at 2:30 and high school JV wrestling at Cimarron at 3 o'clock. For the Kearney County Senior Center, on Monday the 15th, they have PATH exercises at 10 o'clock, Golden Agers at noon. On Tuesday the 16th, they have coffee at 8, yoga at 9:30, chair yoga at 10:30. 1 to 3 is computer clinic, and at 4:30, there's SWK LOS presents Tony Pace. On Wednesday the 17th, there's coffee at 8, path exercises at 10, Bible study at 10:45, meal site will be at noon, and the meal for that day will be broken lasagna, green salad, garlic bread, and a cookie. And then at 1:30, there's New Year, New You. On Thursday the 18th, there's coffee at 8, 9:30 is yoga, and at 10:30 is chair yoga. It will have two sessions, and then there have senior stories. On Friday the 19th, there's coffee at 8, path exercises at 10, bridge at 1 o'clock, and from 3 to 5 is soup pickup. And also remember to reserve your soup for January 26th. You'll need to call the Senior Center by the 17th, that is the Wednesday. The soup for that week will be tomato tortellini soup. And as always, you can order a large soup, which is 20 ounces. They are $4. You also have a medium size, which is 16 ounces, and it is $3. All soups come with bread and or crackers. And also remember, you can receive a 50-cent discount on your next order if you return the container. So remember to get your soup reserved for January 26th. You do need a call by January 17th, and it will be tomato tortellini soup. And you can call the Senior Center at 355-6482 to make your reservation. Other activities for this upcoming week in the community. On Sunday the 14th, there will be the High Plains Country Music Program at 1:30 at the Veterans Memorial Building. On Monday the 15th, there's County Commissioners Meeting at 8 o'clock at the Courthouse. The deadline to enroll in 4-H is also that Monday. There will be a 4-H Council Meeting as well that day. Over in Deerfield on Monday the 15th, there will be a fire meeting at 7 o'clock. On Tuesday the 16th, they have Masonic Lodge at 7:30 and Lake and AA meeting at 8 o'clock. On Wednesday the 17th, there's Tops at the Memorial Building from 6 to 8 will be weigh-in, and at 8 o'clock will be the meeting. On Thursday the 18th, there will be a fire meeting at 6:30, Lake and Gun Club at 7, Eastern Star at 7:30, and an AA meeting at 8 o'clock. Also remember that Tuesday through Friday, the Kearney County Museum is open from 9 o'clock to 4 o'clock. So if you would like to go see some of the county's artifacts, they'd be glad to see you there. Adults, teens, and children use various pedestrian crossings in the community daily. Whether it's in front of a school, business district, or on a residential street, it's important that proper safety precautions are taken before putting yourself or your children in front of a moving vehicle. Responsibilities of a pedestrian are: always cross at marked crosswalks. Look left, right, left before entering a crosswalk. Take your headphones off so you can hear oncoming vehicles. Stand back a few feet from the edge of the curb to prevent falling into the street. Walk, don't run across the street. If there is a crossing guard, always follow their directions. The responsibilities for drivers are: yield to pedestrians in crosswalks. Be prepared to stop and come to a complete stop if a pedestrian is crossing or preparing to cross. Never pass another vehicle that has stopped or is slowing down at the crosswalks. That's pretty much going to do it for us for this week. We hope everybody out there has been enjoying their previous week and has an enjoyable week coming up visiting with their family and friends. For Kearney County Library, this is Richard. We are located at 101 East Prairie Street, catty corner from the Lake and Elementary School. If you need to get in touch with the library, our phone number is 355-6674. For additional library information, you can visit our website at kearneycolib.info. kearneycolib.info, or you can visit our Facebook page listed under Kearney County Library. Thank you everyone for listening. We look forward to seeing you at the library. Thank you.